This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Food banks across the country are facing uncertainty as the USDA suspends funding. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Recently, the USDA announced that it is suspending $500 million in funding for food banks across America, leaving them wondering if they will be able to receive any donations in the near future. Annette Hacker, Vice President of Strategy and Communications with the Food Bank of Iowa, said this makes public donations more important than ever.
So the thing that people keep reading about is the cancellation of funds through the Commodity Credit Corporation. That puts in jeopardy 16 truckloads of USDA food that Food Bank of Iowa is expecting to receive between April and July. It's about 400,000 pounds of food. We haven't received confirmation that those loads are canceled. We're seeing signs that some may not make it here. So bottom line, we might see all of those loads, we might see some of those loads, or we might see none of that food. And the only way to make that up is to purchase more food.
Even though things are looking rough right now, Hacker said she still believes in the abilities of communities across the state to help out their neighbors and keep them from going hungry.
Even though the CCC food puts those 16 truckloads in jeopardy, we have been assured that entitlement and bonus food through USDA will still be available. Of course, that can always change too. So all we can do at this point is, you know, monitor the situation, but our community has always been generous and have shown us that, you know, they will rise to meet the need.
For more information, visit foodbankiowa.org. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.